The reading we just heard from John's Gospel is a prayer. Jesus is praying to the Father. Because it's Jesus' prayer, sometimes it's called the Lord's Prayer. Or it's often called also the High Priestly Prayer. We hear Jesus pray to the Father, revealing this great mystery of the Trinity. The truth that he and the Father are one. God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit are not three, but one God. They share one origin, that is, they do not have a beginning nor an end. They are one in perfection, holiness. The triune God is one in love. One in love and purpose, united to protect his own and to sustain their own. A perfect union to make us holy, just as Jesus prays, to sanctify his own. Remember that sanctify means to make us holy, to set us apart for God's purpose. That's who you and I are. We're the holy ones, set apart for his purpose. If you want to feel special, dwell and contemplate that. We hear a paradox in Jesus' prayer. He says he's no longer in the world, though he is praying in the garden, just hours before his arrest and betrayal, hours before his crucifixion and rising from the dead. There's an already not yet defiance of time and space with these words. He's no longer in the world, but he's yet going to the Father. This already not yet paradox is important for us because it also applies to us in his prayer. He prays that we would be one as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are one. And so we have the truth that we are already one in Christ. But we are yet fully one in heart and in mind, like we will be on this side of eternity. In his prayer, Jesus says that we are his and that we are the Father's. You and I, we belong to God. We are his treasured possession. We share in the belonging to God. We are the apple of his eye and treasured possession. Jesus wants to connect our relationship with him with our relationship with one another, that we would be one as children of God, as sisters and brothers, as one flock of sheep. You and I, we are one, whether we recognize it or not. We are one, whether we live in light of that or not. It's the truth of who we are. It's why Jesus is so quick to rebuke his disciples, as you remember, when they argue about who's the greatest. No, Jesus says, don't separate yourself out from being one, but be one with the Spirit, with your brothers and sisters. We're not living as one when we want to be greater and better and more significant. We're trapped in our own egos, in self-absorption. We're living a lie when we want to separate ourselves from one another. And is this not the problem with our world? This separation of the human family? It's what causes all the fighting, the violence, and the war. Lacking this oneness of our purpose here on earth. Every time We make an us and a them. We're separating ourselves, and we're not living in the truth of our oneness. We do unspeakable things, say unspeakable things to one another, things that we would never do to our own or want to have done to ourselves. This brings us to the heart of the golden rule, to love one another as we want to be loved or as we would love ourselves. It causes us to pause and to ask before we think, before we speak and act. We imagine just for a moment what it would be like if our actions and our words were directed to us. If this is true about the human family, how much more true than our church family in the body of Christ? This is what it means to be sanctified, made holy in the likeness of Christ, that we live in light of our oneness more and more, to see each other and to celebrate that there is not any them, there is only us. If you were here last week for our presentation, that's really what matters to the church council and to me most of all, that we would be one in purpose and that we would walk knit together in our hearts in one purpose and as one body. As scripture says, when one part of the body rejoices, the whole body rejoices. When one part of the body suffers, the whole body suffers. It's why we celebrate today. It's why we pray for one another today. We individually discover that in Him we live, we move, and we have our being. And so collectively we unite in Him, through Him, and from Him together and find our identity in Christ in service to one another. To put it very simply, we become the family of God more and more. We become one, just as Jesus prayed on that night he was betrayed. Don't forget the paradox, the already, not yet. As Jesus is no longer in the world, yet in the world, so you and I continue to live as those who are already one and yet becoming one day by day. You and I are united, made one by Christ's death on the cross. You and I are made one. We're united in his resurrection. Scripture says that if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a death, in a resurrection like his. We are the bride of Christ. There's only one bride that Jesus has, and it's you and me. The meal we're about to celebrate is a foretaste of the marriage supper of the Lamb and his kingdom, which will have no end. There's only one wedding party, and we're all invited. Just as Adam and Eve were united together in flesh, the two became one, so we are already betrothed to Jesus and waiting for our wedding day, and we shall become one. Have you ever thought about heaven not being so much a place, but a union with God, melting into God, becoming one with him? That's the truth about paradise. We'll finally realize our oneness in Christ and our oneness with one another. And that's how we can experience heaven on earth, when we're one together, loving one another and supporting one another as Christ prays for in his prayer. And so our unity, our oneness and purpose to make Jesus known and to know him, our union together as the bride of Christ It's truly a foretaste of heaven. As we know who and whose we are more and more, so we invite the world to know the path to true joy and Christ joy. Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love, the unity of heart and mind is like to that above. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.